Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson Wentz is done for the season. It's really hard. Of all the sports, Rich, I was thinking about this today. I think the hardest one of the major sports to be a fan of is football. Mm-hmm. Because not only can so much change with one guy going out, but it happens a lot in football where this one guy, that one guy goes out. It can happen. I get it. Like in basketball, like if the Cavaliers lost LeBron James, they're screwed. You know, if the Rockets lost James Harden, you know, Chris Paul would be able to keep them to a certain point, but they wouldn't have the same ad. They wouldn't be 20-4 right now without James Harden.
But the attrition rate in the NBA is not nearly what it is in the NFL.
That's right. So it's easier to be a fan. Baseball, I think it's really easy to be a fan, even though the teams suffer injuries. The Astros suffered their fair share of injuries throughout the season. It's not a sport that lends itself to, well, if one guy goes down, but season's over, season's sunk. Football, it is that way, especially when it's a quarterback. In Philadelphia, I got to imagine Philadelphia, they were making plans, man. They were making plans to head to Minnesota. That they're, you know, they've been the best team in the NFC all season long. And they still give them credit. Even after losing Carson Wentz yesterday, Nick Foles did enough to help them come away with a win in a pretty, you know, it's a tough place to, I don't know if it's a tough place to play because there's not because of the crowd, but because of the opponent in LA against the Rams yesterday.
I think it's going to be one of the most interesting things moving forward. Yes, would we prefer Carson Wentz was healthy? Anyone that's a fan of the NFL would agree you would prefer that. But it's going to be interesting because they've got a very good defense. They have a lot of weapons on offense. And if Foles can be one of those quote-unquote game managers and not screw things up, they may still be a factor in the NFC and they may still be a contender to win the NFC. Foles is not garbage. We know the one outlier season he had under Chip Kelly in Philadelphia is not who he is. But I think that one season he had in St. Louis with Jeff Fisher, not exactly a quarterback whisperer, is maybe not who he is either. It's probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like Nick Foles is somebody who could be capable of steering that ship into the postseason successfully.
They really, you know what it may come down to, Rich? They need home field. You know, I think home field in the NFC is going to be absolutely gigantic because of the unique venues that we're talking about here. You know, you're talking about in Philly, you're talking about a place that's going to be a cold weather place, and the other contenders in the NFC are either warm weather teams or they're dome teams. And that could be, you know, if Nick Foles can do just enough these last 3 weeks to make sure that the Eagles stay in the mix to be the number one seed, then that would be a good thing. Minnesota, look, Minnesota losing yesterday was big for those other teams near the top of the NFC. Minnesota losing, who did they play yesterday? I'm trying to think.
Minnesota lost to the Panthers. The
Panthers in Carolina yesterday. Yes. That's right. So I think it could come down to something as simple as that is just, if Nick Foles can keep it so that the Eagles get a week off, that everybody's got to come through Philadelphia. You know, those are other good quarterbacks in the NFC, but unless Aaron Rodgers comes back, are there any world beaters that are going to be in the playoffs? You know, it's Case Keenum, it's Jared Goff, who's still only in his second year, you know, Russell Wilson, but you know, Russell Wilson has the weight of that whole team on his shoulders right now.
Rodgers is an intriguing one because they kept their season alive yesterday rallying in Cleveland.
Barely.
But they did. They kept their season alive.
They did, yeah.
And now he's back this week.
He's
expected to be back this week.
The list of guys, Rich, some of these players who've been injured this year, you could make an argument are the best guys at their position in all the league.
No question.
Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, but like you said, he's coming back. You know, Deshaun Watson was among the four or five best quarterbacks just in terms of how he was playing when he went out. Carson Wentz is in the mix for the MVP. They're all out. I think you could make a case David Johnson was the best running back in football before this season started. He's out. Odell Beckham, I think you can make a case, is when he's healthy.
No question.
The best receiver in football.
Although Antonio Brown, my goodness, that game last night was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's great.
He's great and starting to get some run as an MVP candidate, as he should, especially with Wentz going down. It thins the MVP field a little more.
I think all it does is just hand it over to Tom Brady.
Probably.
It thins the field in that there's one less guy, but I don't think it narrows the field.
I agree with you. It would take Brady imploding down the stretch probably to change that.
Joe Thomas, best tackle in football. You could make that argument. You know, J.J. Watt was the best defensive player in football before he started getting injured all the time. I mean, like, just these names on defense are amazing. Like, on the Derek Wolfe, Haloti Ngata, J.J. Watt, Cliff Averill, linebackers, Jamie Collins, Whitney Merciless, D. Ford, Dante Hightower, now Ryan Shazier.
Yeah.
Like, those are five very good to Pro Bowl linebackers.
You mentioned Chancellor and Sherman in Seattle?
I was about to get to the defensive backs right here. Yeah. Jimmy Smith, Adam Jones, Malik Hooker, Eric Berry, Jason Verrett, Nate Allen, Janoris Jenkins, Richard Sherman, and Cam Chancellor. I don't know that they've put on IR yet.
No, but I think he could come back.
But he's out. It's incredible, and as we sit here and try to wonder, okay, well, why is there a downturn in the popularity of football? I don't think you can discount the fact that
it's a factor.
Not only the guys going out, but just as a football fan, Rich, like it depresses me to watch football and not only see some of the guys who are replacing these guys, but just know that like the watchability of a team or a team's Super Bowl chances can go from being, I mean, like this gigantic green arrow pointed up like the Philadelphia Eagles are to boom, it's over.
Now, if you think this is going to be a problem for the league moving forward and it's going to impact interest because we know ratings are down, I just read this morning that Verizon re-upped with the NFL, new 5-year deal worth double the last 5-year deal.
That's a little different one, though, because that's for people, like, that's for mobile.
It's multiple platforms now as opposed to just mobile phones.
Yeah, I think there's still probably enough of a thirst for the product. That's just, I think it's a big indicator as to the direction everybody sees this. You know, sees the way that sports is being consumed.
Right. But I guess the point is that these revenue streams seem to be endless.
Yeah.
The new ones that pop up for the league as the years go by. So, I mean, you know, the anthem protests, declining ratings, star power of the league reduced by the rash of injuries. I don't see it impacting the NFL's overall general health that much moving forward.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.